Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since grown and evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, third day of the month of Nisan. Please continue to have in mind to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca, very much desperately in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers. Her name is Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Additionally, Eleni Orna Bas Chain Chana, Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, and Tinok Ben Chama Devora. All of their names are listed in the daily email. You don't receive the daily email, shockingly, as I announce it every day on the call. You can register, sign up, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim call to get the daily reminder email. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Ashi Schreier of the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst to share Divrei Chizik, which will be followed by Rabbi Schreier solely reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by following tefillot, the following prayers, Achinu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Schreier will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schreier.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Again, it's always such an honor to be part of this call. And Mirza Shem gives them chizuk. So I had an amazing opportunity just a few weeks ago. I, along with some of the people in the shul, flew to Eretz Yisrael, and we joined with an organization called Menucha V'Yeshua to throw a Shabbaton, to make a Shabbaton for families of fallen soldiers. So we had 41 families, about 250 people in the hotel, and we got to interact and hear from just one hero after another and their families, and just the stories were so incredibly sad, yet so incredibly uplifting. One story which just jumps out, talking to a family who lost their son, and they were telling me that their son loves learning Gemara. He loved to learn. In fact, he made a siyum from a tank in Gaza on Maseches Kiddushin. And he would always talk about how he loved learning, and he felt that this was his mission, to go and protect Klal Yisrael, to go and be there for Am Yisrael. And unfortunately, after a wild sequence where he saved his unit and ultimately was going back to try to just save one more person, he tragically fell. And the family was talking, obviously, with such broken hearts, but with such pride that their son died an absolute hero. And his 11-year-old sister was sitting there at the table and expressed over that she had a dream during the week of Shiva, which gave the family a lot of nechama. That she had a dream that week that she saw her brother sitting in what appeared to be Gan Eden, learning a Gemara in Kiddushin, and she saw the exact daf. It was daf Mem Gimel. And he was smiling, and he was happy, and he seemed to be in a better place. And this gave the family such a nechama, that gave them such comfort, especially upon recognizing that Daf Mem Gimel, the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, talks all about shlichus, talks all about being on a mission, being an agent, and how he would always talk about him being on a mission. This is my mission, my goal, to save Klal Yisrael, to do my part. For him to be able to express this in this dream gave the family such tremendous chizuk. And just to see all of the stories and all the families, it was an incredibly life-transforming Shabbos. And it just got me thinking about something which we're about to interact with, and that is on Pesach. We know that we talk about the 10 Makos and the entire sequence that led us out of Mitzrayim, that led us out of Egypt. And if we had to go and rank the Makos in order of how difficult they were for the Egyptians, how scary they were for the Egyptians, it's pretty hard to go and make a list. You know, Tom's today, Akinamar, of one natural phenomenon after another, just incredibly difficult to even comprehend what was happening at that time. Yet the Torah tells us something very interesting. The Torah tells us that when it came to Makas Choshech, the ninth of the Makos, it tells us, Lo Ra'u Ish V'Safiv, that the person couldn't see their brother, Lo Kamu Ish Mitachtav, and they couldn't get up. And many explain what this means, is that the darkness was so thick that they weren't able to get up. But others explain what it means, Lo Kamu Ish Mitachtav, is that they were so filled with fear, it was so terrifying, that they were like paralyzed, they couldn't move. And many of the commentators are bothered. Why was Makas Choshech so extremely scary in comparison to the other Makos? All of them are very terrifying. What is it that paralyzed the Egyptian people more about Choshech than anything else? And the Mefarshim point out, the commentators point out, that it's based on the first part of the Pasuk, which is Lo Ra'u Ish V'Safiv. Every other Maka, as difficult as it was for the Egyptians, they would look over at their neighbors, look over at their friends, and see everyone's in this together. But when it came to Choshech, Lo Ra'u Ish V'Safiv, they were not able to see their brothers, their sisters, they were not able to see their neighbors, and they started to think, maybe we're all alone. And that became so much more terrifying that they could not function. I think during this time, whatever level of involvement we have with, whether we're in Eretz Yisrael, whether we have kids fighting, whether we are fighting, whether we're fighting here, anti-Semitism, obviously different levels, but to feel like we're all part of the fight together, to make people feel, to do our part, to reach out to those who are struggling and suffering, to reach out to those who can maybe use some chizuk. We have to recognize our words and our actions matter a great deal, to recognize that we're all one family, and to Amir Hashem only celebrate good things ahead. I want to now go into Tehillim. We will read Tehillim Chaf. That is chapter 20. L'mnaseach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzarai tzagevcha, Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yitzadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olatecha yidash nestela. Yitein lecha kiov avecha v'chol asatecha yimalei. Nirana nabi shuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai komish alosecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho, ya'anei u'mishmei kacho b'gvuros yesha yimino. Eile v'recha ve'eile v'asusim, v'anachnu m'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodar, Adonai Yoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom karenu. We'll now read Tehillim Chaf Gimel, that's chapter 23. Mizmor l'David Adonai ro'i lo echzar, v'nos desha yarbiteni ame minuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'magle tzedek leman shimo. Gam ki elech b'geit samoves lo ira ra ki ata yimadi, shiftecho mishantecha hema yinachamun. Taruch lefonai shulchan neged sorai, dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. We'll now read Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's chapter 121. Shir la'malos, esayinai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shemayim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikorah, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzitcho V'wecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. We'll now read Tehillim Kuf Lamed, that's chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alot, Mimam HaKim Kerasicha, Adonai. Adonai Shema B'Koli, Tiyena Aznecha Kashivos V'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Mi'amod. Kiyemcha haslicha leman tivare. Yivisi Adonai kifta nafshi v'lid v'ro hochalti. Nafshi Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, yim Adonai hachesed v'harbei mofidus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. And we'll now read Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, that's chapter 142. Maskil l'David v'yosov ham ne'arat tzila. Holi al Adonai ezak, holi al Adonai eschanan. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid. Ve'tatef alai ruchi v'yata yadat nesivasi, v'orach zu ahalech tanu fachli. Habet yaminu re'e ve'en li makir.
Please stand by. If we, Rabbi Schreier was disconnected, please stand by.
Sorry about that. I don't know how I got disconnected there.
All good.
Let's start from 142 again. I apologize for that. Maskila David Yosova Maras Vila Koli Al Adonai Yaza Koli Al Adonai Espanan Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Tarasi Lefanav Agid Besatei Falai Ruchi V'Ata Yadat Nesivasi Ba'orach Zu Alech Tamnu Pachli Habet Yamenu Re'ei Ve'Eini Matir Avad Manos Bimeni Ein Doresh Hanavshi Za'ati Elecha Adonai Amarti Ata Masi Chalki Be'eret HaChayim Hakshiva El Rinati Ki Dalosi Me'ora Atkileni Mirodafai Ki Yamitsu Mimeni Hotsia Mimatir Nafshi Laudos HaShemecha V'Yachsir Tadikim Ki Sigmol Alai Achenu Koveis Yisrael Anashunim Batara V'Shiv Yahom Dimim Bayam Uvim Bayabasha Amakom Yirachim Aleihem Yotzi Mitara Levrachom Yafila Lioro Meshivut L'Geula Hashta Bagalov Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. Well, now make the Mishaberach L'Chai Aleis to have a prayer for the members of the IDF. Mishaberach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yivarech Eschai Aleis V'Agana Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Ha'omdim Ha'amishmar Artinu V'Arei Elohim Yigvuhu V'Halavanom V'Yabedbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam Agadloh Levo Arava B'chom Makom Shehim B'Yabasha V'Avir V'Yam Yitein Aranoi Tavino Akamim Olinu Nigasom Mepneham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Eschai Aleinu Mikol Tzor V'Tzuko Mikol Nego Ma'achala Yishlach Bracha V'Haslacha B'chom Ma'aseh Yideihem Yadverfininu Tafim Yatim Bechad Sheyishua V'Atayin Zachom Yikuyam Mehem HaKasov Ki Aranoi Leweichem Ma'alich Imachem Nilachim Lachem M'moivechem Moshiyasem V'Nomar Amen. We will now make the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, the prayer for the members, for the people who are still being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron Dovid U'Shlomo Yivarach V'Yishmor V'Yinsorach Nedrei Tzva Hagana Yisrael U'Shvuyav Yitzko Achinu Anashunu Metzor V'Shiv Yabavor Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazem Mitzpal Bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotei Mechoshach V'Tamaves Moshe Rosem Yinatek Mitzikotei Miyoshim Yishivei Meira Lechik Mishpechoteihem Yodu Adonai Chasta V'Nif Lausav L'Vnei Adam Yikuyam Mehem Mikra Shekasov U'Tzei Adonai Yishuvu Nivo Tzim Brina And we will conclude with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, the prayer for the members of Klal Yisrael who need a refuah. Mishaberach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo Yivarach V'Yirateh Et HaCholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachvimam Uraposam Lachzikam Lachiyusam Yishlach Lahem Meir Refuah Shleimah Min Hashemayim Lachol Yivrei Melchol Gideim Sof Shara Chol Yisro Refuah Senefesh Rufuah Taguf Hashda Ba'Adolav Zman Karev V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Schreier. Muted myself there for a moment. I look forward to having you back on the program, Amir Tashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday. Next week will be our final week going into Pesach. We will take a little bit of a hiatus, but come back even stronger following the Chag. So please join us again next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I call these small miracles that Rabbanim, even in the week leading up to Pesach, prepping for the Shabbos Hagelpos Rasha, are still making themselves available to join us. It shows how special this call is, how special each of you are for making it a part of your day, and how fortunate we are to have so many wonderful Rabbanim from so many different types of communities across North America. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing each of you a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.